Yeti or Dragon, the safe seat dilemma. Once upon a snowy peak, there was a cozy village where the villagers often debated a curious topic. Is it safer to sit next to a Yeti or a dragon? 9 reasons tipped the scales, proving Yetis were the safer companions, despite the myths painting them otherwise. Firstly, Yetis are fluffy. Their fur is so thick that if you sit by them, you'll feel like you're hugging a giant cotton ball. Dragons, on the other hand, are scaly and less cuddly. Secondly, Yetis love cold, and snow is their playground. There's no risk of an accidental fiery sneeze like with dragons, which could turn your snowman into a puddle. Third, Yetis are naturally good singers. Their howls can form a mesmerizing chorus, whereas dragons tend to roar and grumble, which isn't quite as pleasant. Fourth, Yetis are expert hide-and-seek players. They use their white fur to blend in, leading to fun games. Dragons just can't hide their large, colorful selves as well. Fifth, Yetis have a gentle nature. They might look big and scary, but inside, they are as soft as the snowflakes they love to catch on their tongues. Dragons, well, they have a short temper sometimes. Sixth, imagine story time with a Yeti. Their vast knowledge of the mountains is filled with exciting tales, unlike dragons who might get bored and fly off. Seventh, Yetis are resourceful. They can find the best berries and make a delicious snowberry pie. Dragons might accidentally char your pie. Eighth, Yetis are great at keeping secrets. With a dragon, your secret might accidentally get lost in a puff of smoke. And ninth, Yetis have big hearts. They teach us that true safety comes from kindness and understanding, something no dragon fire can match. So next time you imagine your mythical seatmate, remember the Yeti's gentle soul, and you'll see why it's a warm seat worth taking.